Ohio has flight in its veins. The Wright brothers began experimenting with planes in Dayton, and the state claims 24 astronauts. Wapakoneta is the home of Neil Armstrong, the first man to step foot on the moon and one of the most private people on Earth. He hardly ever gives interviews, and he rarely appears at any events which celebrate his accomplishments. The museum here on Apollo Lane is shaped like a moon. Maria Vega is the education specialist for the Armstrong Air and Space Museum.
You know, he was a scout growing up, so here are some of his scouting things, and his old rocketry books are here.
How does a farm boy in Wapakoneta, Ohio, get interested in space?
This right here. His father took him on a flight when he was 6 years old, and he was bitten by the flight bug.
Armstrong's father worked for the Ohio government and had to move the family around a lot when he was young. But they returned to Wapakoneta in 1944, and Neil went to Bloom High School here. He also went out to the county airport on his Schwinn bike, which is in the museum, along with his first plane.
So growing up, this was Neil Armstrong's plane that he learned to fly on and flew as a young man. And as a matter of fact, Neil Armstrong got his driver's license after he got his pilot's license, so he could fly a plane before he could legally drive a car.
How old was he when he got the license?
15.
5 years later, he was a test pilot, and soon, an astronaut.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
It's hard to imagine life in the Gemini 8 capsule, which is not much larger than the two men who sat side by side in it.
And you don't really move. There's no place to stretch out. Of course, there's no restroom facilities.
If you take a turn after the space food exhibit, Tang Free, you'll come on an Apollo 11 spacesuit, Armstrong's backup suit for the moon mission.
Okay, engine stop. We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
There are conflicting stories as to why Neil Armstrong was selected to be the first man to set foot on the moon. He was closest to the door. He was commander of the mission. He also did not have a big ego, a fact that has certainly now been proven over 45 years later. So the test pilot from Wapakoneta, Ohio, made history on July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Later, Armstrong would say that his intended first words on the moon were one small step for a man, further showing that he was no show-off.
Our moon rock is over 4 billion years old, and it came from the Sea of Tranquility. I always tell people this is probably the oldest thing you're ever going to see in your entire life.
Before you leave the Armstrong Air and Space Museum, walk through the Infinity Room. It has stars all around and gives you an idea of what it's like in space. It's pretty cool. I'm Eileen LeBlanc.